You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Here with us now is Barbara Neese-May, Executive Director of Safe House Center in Ann Arbor. They've been working with Nicole Beverly through her ordeal. Barbara, how common is Nicole's situation?
Her story is common in that there are many survivors who find themselves needing to relocate because of the assailant. What's uncommon is the fact that she has gone public with her story, and she has really explained to many, many people on many different levels what's happened to her.
So how do you see the system, air quotes here, having failed Nicole and her two sons?
The system failed her in that there isn't a willingness to continue to investigate what's happening. The assailant is in prison, and he has made threats, and they are not willing to investigate. The bottom line is that if there is a willingness for law enforcement to further explore what has happened to Nicole by virtue of this, then she wouldn't be in this position of having to raise money, to go underground, to uproot her and her children. Survivors of domestic violence should not have to displace themselves and their children because of assailant behavior. And that is exactly what is happening here.
So let's talk about what do we not have in place in Michigan that we should have, that could have protected her from her ex and these threats?
What we don't have in place is all law enforcement agencies being on board with holding assailants accountable. In Washtenaw County, we do have that, I would say, for the most part. What we don't have is a statewide shared understanding that when assailants continue to assault and hurt and threaten survivors, there isn't the decision to say, we are going to continue to hold them accountable. They just throw their hands up in the air and say, well, what can we do? I think it's also a situation of they're saying, well, here's a convict blaming another convict, trying to get a deal to get out. That's not it at all. This is a credible threat that is made by someone who has threatened her in the past, who has said this is what the outcome is going to be. And we are forgetting about Shander Turner. Shander Turner was killed approximately 4 or 5 years ago in Washtenaw County. She let parole know, hey, he is threatening to kill me. And they still let him out. Within 4 days, she was stabbed in front of her sons. Now, this is something that absolutely can happen. And in Washtenaw County, we don't see a lot of homicides. It happened.
So what should happen to her ex, do you think?
I think what should happen is that at least they hold him for investigation and that they try to understand where he's going with this. Have they ever asked him, what is your intent? Has he gone through any programming while he's in prison to unlearn this abusive behavior? What has happened since he went to prison? And if he has not gone through any programming, if he isn't showing any kind of remorse for what he did in the past, and if he has zero plans for when he gets out of prison, then certainly we should be worried. I don't even think that there has been something put in place where he has a no-contact order or that he's being told he can't live within X number of miles. She has had no communication and no support from the system.
Michigan's among 14 states without an address confidentiality program. What would that look like if we had it? How could that help her stay in Michigan?
That would help her stay in Michigan because of a variety of things. One is that he wouldn't be able to have access to that information. She would be shielded from some of these internet searches and things like that. Now, some people think, oh, come on, in this day and age, you can find anybody. However, what if we decided that wasn't the case in Michigan? What if we said we are going to hold people who have experienced particularly sexual assault and domestic violence in such high regard that we are going to protect them? Then of course we could do it.
We're going to have a lot of people who've listened to Nicole's story, been moved by Nicole's story, and want to do something, call somebody, advocate for her in some way. What's the best thing that could be done right now as we're talking to help her?
I think to contact their legislator to say, I am part of protecting and supporting survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. And also to let the attorney general know, I stand with Nicole and her two sons and the fact that they deserve to not have to move, not to have to interrupt their lives because of this abusive, convicted felon's behavior.
And the clock is ticking. August 24th is getting closer and closer.
August 24th is coming up rapidly.
Barbara Neese-May, Executive Director of Safe House in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We reached out to Attorney General Bill Schuette's office. A spokesperson said they are looking into Nicole Beverly's case, and they're unable to comment any further at this time.